Today is Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I could get a call or something from Daniel or Scott, formerly known as Auntie Vera Charles, at any moment. So if I do, I'll pause the recording and you guys won't even know. But I'm recording a little bit early because I scheduled a recording with Scott and Daniel. We're doing the crossover episode of That Darn Elvis and Mix Minus, the three-way Palooza show with Scott and Daniel and I this afternoon. And I decided that I was going to go ahead and record this beforehand so that I could, when I'm done doing that one, I'll be done for the evening. And Mark and I still have to go and do some grocery shopping. I have to finalize what I'm cooking for Christmas because I don't want to go to the grocery store tomorrow. And I certainly don't want to go on Christmas Eve. So we really need to get all that stuff tonight. But I know what always happens is this, it doesn't matter. I could make a list. I could make an entire list. I won't. But I could go through every recipe either in my head or online or in a recipe book or whatever the case may be. And I could write it all down and I could look in the pantry and see what we've got and amounts and all that kind of stuff and get it all ready to go and have a list all ready, either pen and paper or on my phone, doesn't matter. Go to the store and then buy everything and check it off my list as I'm going. I could go to all of that trouble and I would still forget something. It always happens no matter what. And I'll be cooking, I'll be baking cookies or a pie or who knows what. And I'll remember, oh my God, I needed that thing. And then I'll have to stop and run to the store. And I don't want that to happen, but I don't know. It may happen again, but I'm going to do my best not to let that happen. So let me just look here and see, and let's see where we were on our voicemail messages, because we have a few more. So let's listen to another voicemail message here. So let's go ahead and play this now.
Hi, this is Missy Witt, and I was just calling to see if you had any messages for me. It's been cold in this case, and if you hear anything, well, it doesn't really matter. I'm a zombie. Okay, thank you for calling. How do you hang it up? Okay.
Wow, I didn't know that Missy was actually a listener. Well, Missy, thank you for calling. The only message I have for you is someone said that you might want to follow the money. And the parents might have been the ones who did it. So I don't know. That's the only message I have for you. Okay, let's listen to one more voicemail here. One more, and then.
Hi, this is Melissa Witt again, and I was hoping you could help
again.
Me with a little problem that I've got, and
Yes.
I've failed to return my rental shoes at the bowling alley, and I'm getting a fine every day. If you can help me close this mystery of where my bowling shoes are, please let me know. All of a sudden.
All right, you know, it's funny because as much as this Missy character or Melissa says, and stutters through her speaking, she sounds like she should have a show just like Big Fatty, because that's one of his trademarks to his speech pattern. So, Sorry, Melissa. I don't know where your bowling shoes are, but thank you so much for calling. All right. So last night we got in, we're getting all these boxes in, and you would think, oh, Adam, you're so generous. You're buying all these Christmas presents for everyone. And you would be wrong. Well, you would be right. I am generous. I do spend quite a bit of money at Christmas on people. But I also have a tendency to spend a lot on household items, and Mark and I and myself also, not just around Christmas, just in general. And I've been working on this, the other half of the studio that's going to be the media room, even though Mark is not going to be comfortable in the chair. And so I've been working on that, and I thought, I have all these shelves. I had purchased a couple of shelves at IKEA. And then it's very hard to describe for people who've not seen it, but I have built a false wall out of shelves. And so one side of the wall is my soundproofing foam that I use for the studio, and that this half of the room is the studio. And I've just glued the soundproofing foam on the back of four shelves that I've stacked together precariously. In fact, a friend was over at one point. She had a mask on. This was a couple of months ago, but she just couldn't wait any longer. She really wanted to see the house. And we're pretty good friends with her, and we trusted that she had been not going out and exposing herself to coronavirus and all that kind of stuff. So she came in, but she was wearing a mask the whole time, and she tried to lean up against the wall and almost knocked down all my shelves because they're not attached to anything. They're just floating, you know, they're just a divider. I don't have them screwed into the wall or anything like that, or, you know, to any of the walls. And they're cheapo shelves as well. They're those MDF shelves that you can buy at Walmart or Target or IKEA or anywhere. Probably IKEA probably has better furniture than these. So anyway, that's what I've got. But on the other side, it's the actual shelves. And so on that half of the room, I want to make it look like a nice media room with, you know, the shelving and the nice faux leather accent chairs that I bought with ottomans. And the ottomans we scoot together to make look like a coffee table, and the big TV, and we're going to have some plants. And I don't know, maybe we'll get a little popcorn cart or something to make it look more like a media room. So I went on Wayfair one night and I thought, you know what I need? I need a bunch of knickknacks. I just need some knickknacks to put on those shelves. And I watched some YouTube videos on how to decorate shelves because, I mean, I am putting books on them, but I want them to be decorative as well. So I went on Wayfair and I bought, I don't know, 15 different, you know, vases and little statuettes, and I bought a nautical, what's it called? It's an antique, well, it's not really antique, but it's made to look antique, but it's what ship captains would use to figure out where they are by the stars. There's a word for it and I can't think of what it is, but it has a nice little box that looks antique, and it's made out of brass, and it has a couple of different eyepieces, but it's really meant to be just something, you know, you set out to be decorative. Well, I've been getting these in. I've been getting all these boxes in every day. And Mark's like, oh my God, another box for you. Is this another knickknack? I'm like, yeah. But I'm having trouble arranging them on the shelf in a manner that is pleasing to me. Right now, it just looks like a bunch of random shit that I bought at midnight while laying in bed, which is actually what I did. I just bought a bunch of random crap while laying in bed. Mark was already asleep. This is what I do. I open up my phone and I watch YouTube videos and I shop in bed after he goes to sleep until 2 a.m. sometimes. I even bought the television about 1 a.m. laying in bed. That's just what I do. So I've been doing that, and I know there's got to be a way. I think I need to add some greenery. I need to add some plants to give it a little bit of life. And then I just need to work on my groupings and try to group things together in interesting ways. But I don't know. I'm not happy with it yet. And I'm still getting boxes every day. I think maybe I've gotten the last box today. I need to look back and see, because I don't even remember what all I bought. Like, it was just one of those, oh, I'm going to do chrome as one of my metals, because the chairs have chrome legs and the ottomans. So that'll match. And then I'm going to pick an orange color and a blue color, and those are going to be my accent colors. So I got a couple of vases or vases that have oranges and have blues. And then I'm going to do kind of a rustic, metallic, rusty looking look. And I bought, I don't know, a torso that looks kind of rustic, a torso sculpture, and an iron thing. Just random shit that I could put on the shelves. But for whatever reason, I'm not liking the grouping right now. We also, my parents bought us furniture for the back patio. It's, my mom is so funny. She's like, son, when they came over, she said, son, why don't you pick one out? And then she says, well, since you've already got it pulled up on your phone and you have, it wasn't even Amazon, but she said, why don't you go ahead and buy it? And then I'll just pay you back. This is how transactional our Christmas presents are. She's like, oh, I'll just pay you back. You go ahead and buy it and then I'll pay you back. So I bought it. I bought this. It's a couch, an outdoor couch with a, what, I can't think of the word, but it's one side of the couch has a longer bit, so you can basically lay on it with your feet and legs and everything. There's a word for it and I can't think of it, but it's attached to the couch, but it's as if you had reclined all the time, and I can't think of the word. And then there's a little coffee table. And it's cute. It's a very typical woven plastic looking. It's made to look like wicker or rattan or whatever. But we bought that. Anyway, one box came in last night, but the UPS tracking thing said it had not been delivered yet. But when we looked at the box, it clearly did not have all of the pieces in it. But on the box, it said one of one. So I was so concerned. I called Overstock.com. I had to confirm. She said, no, it's definitely going to be two boxes. But anyway, the final box arrived today, so all is good. So we have more stuff to put together. Yay! All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone!
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.